It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. And you are about to enjoy the Ask Ross segment. They are your questions and his answers here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. And this segment is brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com and Labatt Blue. Ross, you get to pick the number one question that's asked of you this week.
Yeah,
that person will receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409 Tailgate Club. You get rub sauces and a tailgate with honor apron. I have a bunch for you. You want to get going right away?
I need to figure out. I don't think I've ever done a rub in my life.
You've never put rub on like something you've grilled, like chicken or?
No, I don't think so. I need to.
Like on your steak or your pork?
I need to get some more of that 409 Tailgate Club rub.
The chicken rub. Do you like grilled chicken?
I love grilled chicken.
Oh, dude. You're
a rub freak.
I'm a rub freak.
This feels like shameless solicitation to me of the highest order yet again by Ross Tucker. And I like it. Quite frankly, I like it.
Yeah, dude, you got to come over.
You should write a story about me. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
You got to come over to the dark side and start putting a little properly. I make my own rub, too.
Well, I love their sauce. I use their sauce. I've just never used the rub.
I don't use the sauce as much as I use the rub.
Oh, see, I'm more of a sauce guy.
You're more of a rub guy. All right, let's go to Keith. First question in Hollidaysburg. He says, Ross, king of the trench dwellers.
That's Pennsylvania, by the way, Andy.
Yes, I see the P and the A next to Hollidaysburg. JUCO success stories have been rare at Penn State. Will Wigan be an impact player for Penn State, or is the JUCO option best considered a reach or an insurance move? And are you a fan of JUCO recruiting? Why or why not?
Not a big fan of JUCO recruiting. There's usually a reason why they're there. You usually use it to supplement a need. I'm not sure that's really what Penn State's doing as much with Wigan and Brisker. I don't think Wigan will be an impact player. I do think Brisker will be an impact player for Penn State.
Interesting.
Yep. I think after this group of Nick Scott and Taylor and those guys, I think when Brisker comes in, he's going to be a baller. Brisker's a baller. Wigan, you know, he's gonna have to be better than Rasheed Walker, better than, you know, CJ Thorpe, better than these guys. That's not easy to do.
Just real quick,
can we just talk about the fact that Penn State recruiting defensive backs as safeties, other than Marcus Allen, they have not been real good.
That's a good point.
They have not had guys. They've had to move guys over. Nick Scott, conversion.
Troy Apke, conversion.
I mean, the guys that whatever they like, Aaron Monroe, Jonathan Sutherland, they still like him. But Johnny Patrician, these guys have not done anything yet. I'm curious, you know, as this story plays out moving forward, why that is, and are they going to get better at it?
Good point. Very good point, Mr. Flounders. All right, let's go to Dominic, Cranberry Township, PA. Ross. I know you have many years of experience evaluating high school talent, and I also realize this question may be a little bit difficult to answer, but if someone can do it, it has to be you. So, in your experience and infinite wisdom, which position group as a whole turns out to be the most overrated as they head to college?
That's a really good question.
Dominic, you're in the running. Dominic from Cranberry Township, PA.
I'm going to say quarterbacks.
Quarterback.
Quarterbacks seem like they always get so much hype, and so many of them end up being disappointments. Even like in the U.S. Army Bowl, Ricky Towne came in. He was number one ranked guy. I don't think he's even playing anywhere. You know, you think about the Max Brown kid for Pitt last year.
Mitch Mustaine.
Yeah, I mean.
Great name.
Even by far the number one kid in the U.S. Army Bowl, Kyle Allen. Remember he went to Texas A&M?
Right.
You know, he ended up playing at Houston last year. He's an undrafted free agent with the Panthers. I think he left school early. I think he had another year of eligibility,
right,
which is amazing. So I would say quarterback. Now, maybe that's just because – so it's proven fact at every level that it's the toughest position to evaluate.
Right.
So that – and it's also the most talked about, hyped up position. So – that's actually a very obvious answer, and I take it back. That was a terrible question.
It's the only position where like one of them can start, right?
Correct.
You know,
and it's very clear too whether they're good or not. Like, you can put guys, they can be in the rotation at linebacker, and you kind of like, yeah, Manny Bowen starts. Right. Yeah, Manny Bowen starts. Or like O-line, you're like, oh, yeah, he starts. But if the quarterback starts and he's just average, you can really tell.
What did you think the first time you saw Trace in the Tax Slayer Bowl? What do you remember?
Well, I mean, he wasn't really he could prepare like he wanted to play, but Hackenberg hadn't missed a game.
Right, right.
So
that's
he
what
had
I'm
to
saying.
Be going into that game thinking
again,
and all this, and it's an athletic defense like Georgia, and you know, it's I thought you know Hackenberg's not coming back, so it took him two or three series, but once the third quarter started, he was
in.
He had them kind of coming and going, and they had a chance to tie that game late. I think that was the indicator that this guy was going
to
be pretty
good. Goes to Ross's point. That's what I wanted to make. Ross's point was, you know, right away, like you kind of know right away. All right, let's keep going. Your questions. Alex in Atlanta, Georgia asks, with the tremendous young pass rushers, guys like Parsons and Owe, and their unique athletic ability, could you see Penn State, maybe in the near future, implementing a 3-4 package or maybe a dollar package for third and long situations where they stand up those guys at outside linebacker?
Yeah, I've talked about that quite a bit, and I think that it will be Parsons. I think Micah Parsons will be the guy that stands up in a lot of these situations. It did sound like, Bob, that Franklin's been happy with him. He's finding the ball, but also he's not always in the right gap. And you really just, for run defense, you cannot have a guy that's not in his right gap.
Right.
Guess what? Big Ten running backs, they find that gap. Nobody's in, and they go for 70, 80 yards. He looks to me like he's going to be a part-time player that rushes the quarterback in obvious passing downs, perhaps standing up, perhaps off the edge. And that's probably what he should be as a true freshman.
I mean, if you look at defense in general, it's almost specialization across the board. You got nickel corners, you got dime packages, you got defensive tackles only play against the run, you got defensive ends who kick inside for the four-man package. I mean, Penn State's going to probably have, I'd say they're probably going to have 20 defensive players are really going to count on this year, not just 11.
Hey, Penn State fans, remember, Labatt is giving away a pair of tickets to every home game this season. For your chance to win tickets to the Appalachian State game, visit one of these three great outlets, Beer Express in Harrisburg, Happy Valley Refreshment in Bowlesburg, or Express Beverage in Montoursville. We'll pull the winner on air next week, and we will continue to do so for every home game this year. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And I make Bob Flounders laugh. All right, let's continue on. Quarter number three, Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. They're your questions, his answers. This is Ask Ross. Let's go to Jonathan in State College. He says, I was looking at lists of graduating seniors after this season. Most notable were Trace McSorley and a couple linebackers. And it made me wonder, is 2018 actually going to be a down year for Penn State? With the way recruiting has gone, is it possible for this team that we might expect at least 8 games might be more difficult to win than we think?
So I've been thinking about this a lot because is the total still 9.5, Bob?
I believe it is.
I've been thinking about this a lot, and I'm leaning towards 9-3. You know, they lost arguably the best player in school history. They lost one of the three best tight ends, Kwalik, Kyle Brady, and Gesicki.
Mickey Schuler is in there.
Yep, you're right. But one of their best tight ends.
One of the top five.
Top five receiver, maybe? I mean, statistically, at least, in Deshaun Hamilton.
Yeah.
They lost a lot.
I mean, the middle on defense. That concerns me more than anything.
Yeah.
Tackle, and middle linebacker, safety.
And their schedule's harder.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they get some more of these teams at home, Bob, but, you know, they added Wisconsin.
To me, I think that game and the Michigan game are their two toughest games. I think Ohio State is actually third because they get them at home and the crowd's going to be jacked. I think they get Wisconsin late in the year against that offensive line. You talk about Micah missing a gap on Jonathan Taylor in that offensive line. He'll run for 250 yards.
Penn State fans, wait till you see Wisconsin's offensive line. Wait till you see those guys.
Yeah.
That is – you know, when Franklin talks about Big Ten offensive line, and you got to – that is what it looks like.
All right, let's keep moving. Let's go to Mike in York. He says, hey, Ross, how would you rank the top five most important positions on the field in college football today? Short and sweet.
Number one is quarterback.
Quarterback.
Is D-line one position or is it? No, I'm going to make them two positions.
Yeah, I
number
agree.
Number two is D-tackle.
Okay.
Number three is D-end. Number four is offensive line. It's kind of hard to separate those.
Right.
Four is offensive line. And five, maybe safety?
Safety.
I'll tell you why. Because the offenses are so spread and they get the ball out to those guys so quickly. You really better have safeties that can tackle. Like, you really need safeties that can tackle. That's a good question, too. Where is he from?
He's from York, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
That's just says York,
that's in
but
Pennsylvania.
I'm
going to
throw,
Andy.
I'm going to throw in the Pennsylvania part there for you.
It's just south of here, I think, Andy.
Olean's in New York.
Just it's about 15 minutes south.
Correct. All right, let's go to Aaron in Reading.
Oh, Aaron's got a good shot. Don't blow it, Aaron. Don't blow it.
What is more important, elite team speed on offense or defense? And does Penn State have either?
It's a bad question. Hopefully Aaron's – I don't know. No, Aaron, it's a fine question. It's more important on defense. Like, you need elite team speed on defense to run to the ball, to correct mistakes. You know, on offense, you want speed, but I don't know. I mean, Penn State's receivers weren't really speedy guys last year. Gesicki can run, but he's not. I mean, Gesicki runs
football
a 40
speed,
time better
yeah,
than his
speed.
Football.
Yeah, yeah, his football speed.
It's not like he was blowing guys away. He usually just was so big and caught it with his hands.
He looked cumbersome after the catch at times.
I think
making the catch was ridiculous.
I think Penn State will be faster on defense this year.
I agree.
Which is good. I don't know if they'll be better, but they'll be faster on defense this year. But definitely defense. One more quick one.
Does Penn State have either? Yes or no? Elite team speed. Do they have either? On offense or defense?
I don't know that they're quite there.
They're getting
yet.
There.
All right, let's go to Tyler and Kennett Square. Who has more rushing yards, Miles Sanders in 18 or Saquon Barkley in 17? Remember, Saquon had 1,271 last year for 28th in the NCAA. And how confident are you in that prediction?
I'll still go Barkley. I mean, I think Miles Sanders is going to have a nice year, but I'm not picking him to have more rushing yards than Saquon Barkley. They might use these other guys a little bit more, Ricky Slade and stuff. They might throw the ball more, you know, knowing that they have Trace and these receivers. So I will go with Saquon Barkley. And I'm going to go with the York. Yeah, top five positions. Not really that creative of a question, I guess, but I liked it. I liked having it. It made me think. Mike and York made me think.
A couple of them made you think, and I got a little hint for you, fans. The short and sweet questions Ross likes better.
I do.
He likes those short and sweet ones better. All right, stick around. That'll do it for Ask Ross. Stick around. We're going to finish strong with quarter number four. We will be right back.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't do this anywhere but Pennsylvania summer. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light special loving Pennsylvania cans celebrating Pennsylvania's top spots. And stop by Beer Express, 4949 Queen Street in Harrisburg for your chance to enter to win Labatt's tickets for the Appalachian State game. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light.